We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Listen, just because you joined ISIS doesn't mean you should be discriminated against, right? Did you hear this?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got two jihadi brides, one of them from America, the other one from the UK, and they want to come home. And they say it's not fair just because we were hanging out with ISIS when they were setting people in cages on fire and beheading them and all that. Does not mean that we're not good people and we can't come home. Did you hear this interview?
I haven't heard the interview, but the thing is that these two young ladies, and I know they're very young, but they voluntarily went there.
Yeah.
They turned their backs on their nations and joined with the enemies of their home countries.
While spelling out their hatred for their own people in their own countries and desire to target them on social media.
Yeah.
And they want us to forgive that. And just, yeah, let him come home. This one's amazing, though. This is the UK one, okay? Shamima Begum. She fled the UK at 15 to join ISIS in Syria. She's been married to four jihadi fighters who, thanks to Trump, are all dead. And Trump and Russia, I should say. And so now she's got a baby, which was just born this weekend. So she would like to come home. And she's very open about the fact that if, you know, she comes home to the UK, she will be living off welfare. By the way, she has not sworn off jihad either. But I mean, other than that, she's really swell. You'll like her. Here's what she had to say.
I think a lot of people should have like sympathy towards me.
For
everything I've been through, you know.
After everything I've been through.
They don't really have proof that I did anything that is dangerous.
Okay, they don't have proof I did anything that's dangerous.
They had beheaded people. There were executions.
Yeah, I knew about those things, and I was okay with it.
Did you hear that? Yeah, I knew about those things. I was okay with that. Now, listen to this. This is the stunner.
I did have a good time there. It's just that then things got harder. Please don't give up on me.
I did have a good time there. You know, when somebody brings up, I don't know, executions, beheadings, that kind of thing, the first thing that comes to mind, my mind, is not, wow, that sounds like a good time, or, hey, I had a really good time.
Hashtag wish you were here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there were beheadings and executions. I had a really good time. I wish I could do it again, but I can't because the caliphate is smashed, so I want to come home.
Yeah, and I want you to take care of me and the babies.
Yeah. And I want to be on welfare. And people should just try to understand what she's been through. I'm more interested in understanding what the people who you guys beheaded have been through. I don't care about you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's trying to get home. The reason she's trying to get home is because they're in a desperate position right now. They've got what remains of ISIS, about 300 fighters surrounded. And they want to cut a deal, and the deal is no deal.
Yeah.
So we'll see what they do. We'll see what comes of it. Do not be surprised if this woman does not eventually make her way back to the UK. Somehow. Yeah. It may take her a couple years, but don't be surprised if that happens, because they're a lot more tolerant about this kind of thing. And I can understand why she would think she deserved to come back, because remember the audio we played? They have hundreds of ISIS fighters that have returned to the UK. They know who they are. They didn't stop them. And they've got dozens of them that just walk around London. So, I mean, she's I get what she's saying. I mean, wait, if you're going to let them come home, I mean, why not me? You can't prove I didn't do anything wrong, and I did enjoy the beheadings.
Just unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
And then this young lady from Alabama.
Yeah.
Who was much older, left college, taking her college funds and paying for the trip to the Middle East, and now wants to come back. And the Trump administration says, no.
You let the left let one of these come home, there'll be a flood. Gerald in Cowpens is on the line. Hey, Gerald.
Good morning, young lady. Hey, Miss Tara. We have set back and let our country go straight to hell, and we are the ones that take our hind end kicked. We can sit around and talk about this till we're blue in the face. I'm afraid, honestly, I am scared to death that it's going to take an uprising to get us back.
Oh, an uprising? Yes, we're what? Yeah, and you're I'm going to let you go, Gerald, because the phone quality is not so good this morning. Good morning, by the way. Say hi to your wife too. Uprising. We're already in the middle of the uprising, Gerald. It's because it's been the kind that we should have, which is at the polls. So hopefully it continues and does not take a turn for the violent in this country. I'm hoping it will not. Texter writes, shortly, Muthana will be released in Honduras, join a caravan to the border,
most likely, yeah.
Throw her son over the border,
yeah.
And end up in Minnesota collecting social welfare benefits and recruiting young Somalis for ISIS. Do not be surprised if that happens.
That's a very plausible scenario.
Texter writes, jihadist brides, quote, we got our asses handed to us. Please pity us. That's pretty much what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Texter writes, the caliphate is lovely this time of year. Actually, no, it's been reduced to a grease stain in the sand.
Yeah, pretty much.
Would have been lovely this time of year had Hillary won, but she didn't, thank God. And now there is no caliphate.
Yeah.
Texter writes, Sanders wants to give us everything for free. Accosting our country, wants to tax everything at 70% rate to pay for my free stuff must be Common Core.
Exactly.
No, it's worse than Common Core because she thinks that if we just tax people making $10 million or more at a 70% rate, that we can actually pay for all that stuff. And we talk about a math problem.
Yeah. Little does she realize that when you do that, those people will move and no longer be taxable, and you've lost all the income.
Texter writes, since she's not a citizen, she can sneak back into the U.S. through Mexico, claim asylum, and get all the social benefits. Yes, she can.
Great minds are thinking alike.
There's nothing we could do to stop her at that point. I mean, I guess they could try to incarcerate her.
Well, when you join ISIS, you're an enemy combatant.
Yeah, you are. You should be treated as such. The only place you ought to go if we catch you is Gitmo. And nowhere else. But anyway, Texter writes, it sounds like the Greenville County Sheriff's Office may need an efficiency work evaluation. Why send 6 of the highest paid people and who knows how many lower paid officers? It was over 100 and run up the clock. It wasn't just from their agency. It was from others and run up the clock for 30 hours on a couple hour event and $1,000 for lunch. Actually, I think it was 1600. Who and how many did they feed? Most jobs, you bring your lunch. And going back to the length of the actual event, did they really need to feed everyone? Apparently.
Maybe we need to have a talk with HR about our lunches.
Yeah, we would like to have lunch brought in daily.
Yeah.
We want the deal. Yeah, we want the drag queen deal.
Exactly.
I'm sure they'll be sympathetically
sure.
And completely understanding.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, we are a for-profit organization. So
yes, absolutely.
You can forget that.
Absolutely. Oh, okay.
We are once again responsible for our own meals.
Yes. Which is, as I say, very highly unfortunate. Yeah. Okay, people, I've been talking about Laura Loomer being losing her bank account at Chase. They've booted her off the Chase app, which she used to access her bank account. She's lost her PayPal account. Well, apparently, people are texting me, I miss this. Chase is deplatforming conservative activists right and left. 2 weeks after Chase announced that it would no longer do business with Proud Boys chairman Enrique Tarrio, conservative performance artist and rebel media personality Martina Marcota has, I don't know her, but has become the latest conservative media to be targeted by the bank, which has made no secret of its support for liberal causes. This is now to the level of losing your personal bank accounts.
So it sounds like Chase is trying to chase away their conservative customers.
Yeah. But it's kind of scary. I mean, because when you look at this case, they take her off Twitter. They deplatform her for saying exactly what Nancy Pelosi said about Ilhan Omar. That's the outrage of it.
Yeah.
I mean, Laura Loomer was just first. That just makes her a good journalist. Hey, mm-hmm. She's an anti-Semite. Here's her tweet. See? And they take her whole account. And then Nancy Pelosi's like, hey, she's an anti-Semite. She ought to knock that off. And Nancy Pelosi still has a Twitter account and a bank account, apparently.
Yeah.
Not Laura Loomer.
And Nancy Pelosi still has her wall around her residence.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Walls are for her, not you.
Was Chase Bank the one that said that they were not going to give accounts to people who sell guns?
Yes.
You are correct. This group has a history of anti-Second Amendment and anti-First Amendment, basically, practices, business practices. You know, this almost sounds like a civil rights issue.
It is becoming one. We're rapidly on our way there.
Because if you are going to do business as a bank, What business is it of yours of people's personal political beliefs?
I mean, I don't know. What do we need to do here? I mean, another
don't
addendum
you have to bake the cake?
Bill? Yeah.
Don't you have to bake the cake?
You do. Good
guess
point.
You got to cash the check too, Chase. Guess you got to allow the PayPal account to go through. You know, I'm sorry. This is one of those things where if you're going to have rulings like this, then they need to be applied equally. That's what needs to happen. Somebody should sue them for their civil rights. You're denying me access to my money and access to my livelihood, you know, because of your political beliefs. You are discriminating against me because of my political beliefs. How is that any different than forcing a photographer to do the gay wedding or forcing a baker to bake the cake?
I think the left would say, well, we're just right and you're wrong. That's the difference.
There you go. That's right. Dual justice system. I forgot.
Right.
Move along. Nothing to see here.
And again, this is getting worse and worse and worse because Republicans just won't do anything. They had a whole year to do it, but didn't. All right, I was trying to figure out what was going on. Because, you know, I came in coming in the middle of the night, right? Like, well, nobody's around. And there's some kind of canine party going on, I swear. In the last week, I have seen, well, a week and a half, I've seen two coyotes and two foxes. I've seen two foxes in the last 2 days, actually. Just running around. I've never seen a fox before. Like, what the heck is going on? It's fascinating driving in. It's better than going to the zoo. So, I mean, I looked this up, like, you know, what is the big deal? Why? Oh. Okay, the fox part I get. Breeding season starts in late February. Check. So they're driven by a deeper urge. But the coyotes. You know, it's a wild. I have you seen a lot of coyotes? I Googled that too. I'm like, what is up with coyotes everywhere? I mean, I've seen them since I've been dry. You know, I've always, you know, done the morning show in the cities I've been in. So I'm used to seeing them at night. Especially in more rural areas, but they're always the skinny ones that are about the size of, like, I don't know, a full-size Cocker Spaniel, but skinny. I mean, not very big, right? You could tell it's a coyote. They're very distinctive. You know, nothing that you're like, well, yeah, I could kick that thing if it got to be a problem, you know? But this one, have you seen one of these? They're the size of wolves. I mean, this thing was every bit the size of a German Shepherd. I have never seen something so big, and it looked more like a wolf than a coyote. And it was a wild experience I had. I'm literally driving through a suburban area. I'm going there. And I see it just kind of wanders out in the road like it owns the place. I'm like, dang, that's a wolf. I mean, I know it's a coyote, but it's a wolf. It's the size of a wolf. I mean, every bit the size of a German Shepherd. I was massive. And so when I stop my car, there's nobody else around. And I'm looking at it. I roll down my window. And it stares right back at me. It's very interesting. Very interested in me. Takes a few steps and toward the car. And I'm maybe 10 feet from it, and we're just staring at each other. It was cool. Anyway, it must have, I think it was watching my hands, because it didn't seem bothered by me rolling the window down at all, but when I reached over to get my phone, it took off. I've seen it twice now, and I could tell because the back half of its tail is, it's only got half a tail. So anyway, I'm Googling this thing, and sure enough, there's a picture of it. Yeah, he moved to Five Forks, which is what I would do. You know, and he's definitely avoiding rush hour traffic. It's what I would do, too. He's out at night. Or she, I don't know. But I couldn't believe the size of the thing. And I was wondering if you've been seeing these, and apparently this is a problem. Jonathan Bragg with the Greenville Police says, calls about coyotes in the city typically increase in spring, and this is apparently a bumper crop year. But anyway, here's the interesting part about this. Because I'm looking at this, and I've been telling everybody, well, listen, I swear I saw a wolf. Yeah, like, you know, around Five Forks. A little further down, actually, but still. Here's what he said. Jonathan Bragg with the Greenville Police. Bragg said coyotes first appeared in South Carolina about 30 years ago, and their numbers continue to expand greatly. All right. Then it says, this is WYFF, scientists say recent genetic tests have shown that eastern coyotes are a mixture of coyote, wolf, and dog, which is causing them to be larger in size than their western cousins and genetically closer to wolves. Because I saw the scene, like I said, I've been driving in for years. I've seen those, you know, the little ones, the skinny ones, and it don't bother me. And I was just thinking to myself, my gosh, this thing is wandering around a residential area. It looks big enough to take out a kid. Heck, it probably could take out me if it got me unawares. Anyway, apparently I don't do that much. But Anyway, I thought it was interesting. I don't know. Tell me about your wildlife encounter. That was mine. I've never seen so many. And then to see two in about a week and a half was unbelievable. And to see one of this size, I've never seen one of this size before. Texter writes it was probably a chupacabra. Yeah, clearly, right? Texter writes, foxes live in the culverts under our driveways. The coyotes have killed most of the foxes, but they're too big to get into the culverts. Huh. So it's like fox control. Texter writes, they primarily hunt from dawn till 11 a.m. Be cautious with pets and animals during this time. Texter writes, I posted to your fan page many articles about coyotes. They are very aggressive toward animals and humans. Do not talk it. Oh, do not take it lightly. Well, no, I did. I was in my car. I didn't get out or anything. Texter writes, hey, Tara, you rolled the window down? What were you thinking? Have you seen the movie Cujo? I have, actually. Maybe I'll leave it up next time. Let's see. There is a crossbreed called the coy wolf. Yeah, this was so interesting about this one that I saw. It looked more like a wolf than a coyote. Texter writes, Tara, my cure for coyotes is a 270. Works every time. Now, the text writes, yeah, there are wolf-coyote hybrids known as coy wolves. The hybrid started in New York State, I believe, and has been spreading throughout the East Coast. I feel like I saw a wolf. I mean, it was huge. I was just walking around like it owned the place. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one I'm easily amazed by wildlife. So, you know. Texter writes, get Springer to send you a picture of the chupacabra his mom caught in a trap. I have that one, by the way. It's on my Facebook page. It was one of the highest hitting things I've ever put on the Facebook page. The chupacabra. Or whatever the heck that thing was. Scary looking. Look, it came from another planet, whatever it was. I've never seen anything like it. Texter writes, foxes are beautiful animals and are indigenous to the Carolinas. Coyotes are an invasive species that have, over the last 30 years or so, expanded their habitat from the West Coast to the East Coast. Now, the texter writes, the wolves in Washington are scarier. Well, I'll take your word for it. Do you mean Washington State or D.C.? Actually, never mind. The ones in D.C. would be scarier. Texter writes, there's a bounty on coyotes. If you roll your window down, shoot it. I don't know. Are you allowed to fire your gun off in Greenville County limits? Someone will text back in a minute. I don't know. Texter writes, I've seen one in the country club area of Greer. Another texter writes, that was not a coyote or a wolf. That was Nancy Pelosi in drag. Could have been, but it was way too good looking. That was a beautiful animal. It really was. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right, so just talking about the coyote I saw. I'm still in awe. You know what's really interesting? I typically, when I drive in the morning, because there's so many deer along my route, I live is pretty rural, I'll typically drive 10 miles under the speed limit.
So you were sort of coyote early.
I was coyote early this morning. Yes, I was. Not ugly. Early. So, but you know what's interesting is I've been seeing like the coyotes and the foxes are out and stuff. Apparently it's mating season, right?
That's what we hear.
They're little randy,
yes.
Right?
Randy coyotes.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy?
Sounds like a jock somewhere, doesn't it?
No, it does. It's bad. Well, no, but you know what's interesting? I have not seen the deer.
Oh,
so
I
they
have.
Must know. Have you?
Yeah, yeah.
Because normally I see at least one herd on my way in, if not a couple. And man, they have no respect for the automobile.
Yeah.
None whatsoever. You know, I mean, you got to go. So I would have had at least one of them come through my windshield a couple times since I've lived here if I didn't drive like that. You know, so I'll be coming in on the way to work, and I always get occasionally. There's almost nobody out at the time, but occasionally I'll just get some smart butt who wants to come up like right behind me and wants to go, you know, fly. And I'm like, dude, you're about to, if you don't go under the speed limit, you're going to plow through a herd of deer.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, you don't want one of those through your windshield.
True. You'll have a deer head hood ornament in no time there.
Exactly. So I just let them go around me, but I do not do the full speed limit through, you know, for most of my riding. Once I hit Woodruff, I do.
Well, yeah.
I haven't seen a deer there. Although it wouldn't surprise me if they were out shopping, too.
Exactly. They'll probably be at the McDonald's drive-thru shortly.
Because, yeah, everybody else is, right? Anyway, Bob and Tiara. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Tara. Tara, I live on the side of Paris Mountain, about maybe 200 yards from the top of the Brissy Ridge on the back end of the mountain. And I've got a view up on my back windows that just literally, you see the whole mountain.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
The other morning... Yeah, it is beautiful. I've lived here a long time. the other morning I looked out and I saw what appeared to be a large dog not too far from my deck. And I took a closer look at it and realized it was a coyote. And then it ambled up behind some of the bushes in my back garden. And it was joined by a couple more. And they walked up the hill and just casually walked out of the way. And I didn't think too much of it until the next morning. I was looking, searching up the hill higher, up toward the top. And I saw what looked to be a group of three or four of them going sideways across the top of the mountain. And as I watched it, they were joined by a larger group of about six to eight more. So there was a pack together of probably 10 to 15 coyotes right up there, not maybe no more than maybe 200 yards from my house. And I thought, my gosh, I used to hike up on top of the mountain when I was younger. I don't go up there anymore, but if anybody were up there and were accosted by a pack of about 10 or 15 coyotes, it would be pretty dangerous.
Yeah, it's a great point.
Keep
yeah.
Keep your eye open for them.
Well, I most certainly will. 10 to 15. It sounds like they're just moving in and taking over the place, right?
I've heard them barking up there at night a lot of times, but this was during the morning time. This was not at night. This was like about maybe 8, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. So just walking around in broad daylight, huh? Thank you for your phone call, Bob. Appreciate it.
Hey, brazen coyote daylight appearance.
Yeah, see, yeah, they think they can just come into the country and do whatever they want, right?
Quickly, and I don't mean to
no,
divert you here, but I just want to get folks to know this 85 northbound situation is still bad. It's backed
still?
Up down to Whitehorse Road.
It's almost 10 o'clock.
About to the 4 mile marker. This is from like 5 o'clock this morning is when this first accident occurred. There was one just past the Woodruff Road exit. Luckily for me, I didn't get into that. I could see the taillights there as I was pulling off the Woodruff Road exit this morning. You know, it's backed up to Whitehorse Road now.
What happened? Do you know?
We still don't know. They've unfortunately, the highway department cameras don't work in that area. But I can look at the cameras all the way up to, the U.S. 276, almost to the Woodruff Road area. And it's just it's wall to wall. It's just three lanes of a parking lot all the way up as far as we can see. Highway Patrol has been reporting that there was an accident. We've had media reports that there were injuries involved, but no other information has come out about this yet. And since we can't see it nor get to it, I don't have anything more I can tell you.
Wow, I can't believe. I mean, there's got to be people stuck in that are an hour late to work.
Well, exactly. I mean, and this has been going on since about 5 o'clock this morning.
Wow, can you imagine calling your boss? Sorry, I won't be until 10. Traffic.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's like, yeah, right. Traffic. Yeah. Well, apparently, right?
Yeah, as long as there's not an accident, you're usually okay on 85. There may be some delays, but this is one of those times, and that's right in that construction area too, which sort of complicates things.
Yeah. No doubt. Oh, I hate that construction. I can't wait till it's over.
Yeah, we're unfortunately. Yeah, I think they said they were about 6 months behind because it was supposed to end sometime this year, and I think now it's going to be first part of 2020. So we'll see.
Yeah,
but it's going to look great once it's done.
Yeah, the problem is that I have a Garmin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, the Garmin's really been updated to reflect where the concrete barriers are. And so they tell you to drive
right,
where the concrete
yeah,
barriers
yeah.
are. And that's pretty hair raising.
That's why you really need to know where you're going and use your eyes and not just those maps there.
Yeah. The
Garmin's been updated. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. It can be hair raising going through there because you've got to make quick decisions and things are not where you think they're going to be or they should be.
Very true.
Yep. Absolutely. All right. Meanwhile, I want to just update from yesterday because the new liberal standard of I could tell he's a racist by looking at him,
mm-hmm.
Which was applied to the Covington Catholic kids, is now being applied to Trump as an explanation for why we needed to launch the Russia investigation. It's day two of that. And you've got former director of national intelligence, Mr. Clapper, explaining how he could tell that Trump might be a witting or unwitting Russian agent, an agent of Putin, just by looking at him. Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have that ability? Because I know in the newsrooms they have that at CNN and MSNBC. Do you? Can you
yeah.
do that?
That agent filter that they put on there? Yeah. No,
yes.
No, we don't. We don't have that technology.
You don't have that technology.
No, we try to be objective.
Well, it's a gift. You can tell just by looking at them, like say if they're racist or a Russian agent, that kind of thing.
No, that's how you get hired at CNN, is you have the gift.
Exactly. It's a job prerequisite there.
So that's what, okay, so what they do. They would like a lineup. Like they'll put them up in a lineup and then you pick out which one's the racist.
Yes, pick the racist.
Pick the racist. You pick out the Russian agent. Sometimes the racist and the Russian agent are the same person just to fool you.
Apparently so.
But you could tell by looking. And then you just go and you report it as the news without any facts.
Right.
Okay, well, Clapper follows up. So you remember, he's responding to this. This is the Andrew McCabe, former acting director of the FBI, a couple of days ago on Anderson Cooper.
Do you still believe the president could be a Russian asset?
I think it's possible. I think that's why we started our investigation. And I'm really anxious to see where Director Mueller concludes that.
Okay. So he's on with Allison Camerota, Clapper is. And she's like, dude, is he a Russian agent? Can you tell by looking at him?
When you hear the former acting FBI director say it is possible that the president of the United States is a Russian asset, what is your reaction?
Well, the first reaction, Allison, is, at least for me, is I would... and have added the caveat, whether witting or unwitting. And I think that's an important distinction, which I think would somewhat, at least in my mind, soften that a bit. But I do think that it is sort of an institutional obligation, a responsibility of the FBI to at least consider that possibility, given the track record and the behavior of, you know, through the campaign and into the early part of the administration, culminating in the firing of Jim Comey.
Why was that attention never directed toward the Obama administration, who could quite honestly be accused of being an agent for Islam within the White House, or at least maybe the Iranians, because, you know, he bent over backwards to give them everything that they wanted, plus stacks of cash for that Iranian nuclear deal. Yes.
Yeah. So no one would find out.
Yeah. And many other cases where, you know, Obama went around the world apologizing for American policies, blaming this country for all of the world's problems and acquiescing to many of the demands of Islamic countries. Why was that attention not given to that president?
Never mind. In addition, he did not have to free up the, what was it, $12 billion that he sent them, but did anyway and gave it to them. I mean, that sure looks like he's got some kind of affinity for Iran, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And you would think you would be able to tell by looking at him. But I guess they can tell by looking at him that he's not. Okay, it gets even more absurd. Where it was, let me see, where did this go? Here we go.
Well, let's look at these scenarios that you've laid out. Let's look at unwitting. Okay, so do you see evidence of some kind that President Trump is an unwitting asset of Russia?
Well, the strange thing, I think, that's bothered a lot of people, you know, both in and out of the intelligence community, is this strange personal deference to Putin by the president. And I've speculated in the past that the way Putin behaves is to treat President Trump as an asset.
Like, how so?
I put that in air quotes.
How so?
Well, because of, you know, you consider Putin's background as a trained, experienced KGB agent, and how he would approach somebody that he is trying to co-opt or influence or gain leverage over, and in this case, you know, appeal to ego. And so in that sense, in that context, is what I think of when I mean a potential unwitting asset.
Okay, so then a witting asset, what would that look like?
Well, that to me would be, which frankly I rather doubt, is a recruited asset who is responding to...
Okay, yeah, whatever. So because Putin has training on how to use people's egos and flatter them, somehow that equals Trump is an unwitting Russian asset. Did that make any sense to you?
Not a bit. Not a bit. You know, you could have said the same thing about the Obama administration for different reasons. You know, why do they... Somebody else that Trump is always saying nice things about is President Xi of China. Talks about what a great relationship they have, and he's a nice guy, and they get along. He's saying great things about them. Why aren't you blaming calling him a Chinese asset?
Because they like the Chinese? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't either. But this is amazing. Well, he's an unwitting asset. I can tell by, I just know. And they just eat it up.
Yeah.
Just eat it up, eat it up, eat it up. This is why the people who watch CNN think they're living through a coup. No, by Putin.
At least Camerata went through there and was getting him to explain himself.
Yeah, did you hear her say, so it's any evidence? And he doesn't list any, does he?
No.
Yeah. No, I can just tell by looking at him. There's a lot of that going around. Tends to result in libel lawsuits, I'm learning.
Well, unless you're a president.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
Especially Republican president. So.
Texter writes that 85 crash is almost a Pelham. The two left lanes are blocked. What a mess. Can't believe it's still going. I mean, we've got 8 minutes to 10. Holy cow. Texter writes here on March 5th, 2017, on live TV, James Clapper said there was no investigation of Trump and there were no FISA court hearings. He lied then and always. Well, that's all he does. Texter writes, I have an affinity for Russian nesting dolls. Oh, no. I may be an unwitting asset. What's scary is people believe Clapper and McCabe are lapping this up. Texter writes, Hillary gave them the damned uranium. Sure sounds like an affinity to me, right? She's not under investigation, though. Texter writes, I didn't need CNN to tell me Obama was an unwitting pawn of Iran. I could tell by his name. When you change your name from Barry Sotero to Barack Hussein Obama, you might be a Muslim. Well, we don't know. We'll need an investigation. Texter writes, I have an affinity for Russian nesting dolls. Oh, no, I might be an unwitting asset. What's scary is people believe Clapper. Yeah. Oh, I think I read that one. That was double. Okay. Texter writes, gotta love it when the left projects their own crime and racism on their opposition. Rules for Radicals 101. Now, the texter writes, if socialism is so good, why are countless thousands leaving those countries? I thought they took care of them cradle to grave. Didn't work out that way, it turns out. All right. Meanwhile, this is a new one. Brace yourself. Okay. Apparently, there is now something. If you're a doctor, me, you might want to take note about this because you may not have learned this in medical school. There is now apparently a biologically female penis. Wait. What? Headline, transgender actor asserts existence of biologically female penis. This is making my head hurt. Okay, let me see if I could just read this to try to understand. A man's penis becomes a female penis once a man declares himself to be a transgender, says India Moore, one of the players in a transgender-themed TV show on the FX network. If a woman has a penis, her penis is biologically female. Okay. So this is new. Oh, hold on. No, so wait. When something like this is declared on the left, it becomes a universal truth immediately because it's hip, hot, and new. And anything that's hip and hot and new is, of course, better than whatever was old. That's how they operate. So no, look for this. The declaration is built on the transgender claim that men who say they are women. Oh, God, my head's going to hurt again. Okay. The declaration is built on the transgender claim that men who say they are women are actually women. But once the men are women, their bodies are women's bodies. So men's penises become female penises. More extended, the female penis claim by declaring the existence of what? Male vaginas, which are presumably carried by women who are living as men. The female penis claim went viral because it spotlights the logic of transgender ideology, which insists the Department of Justice must blur and forbid any legal or civic recognition of the biological distinctions between the two different and complementary male and female sexes. This policy must be imposed to ensure that children and adults can easily discard their female and male sex by simply declaring that they have an opposite sex gender or have a gender identity, which is between male and female, say transgender activist. Okay. Female, a biologically female penis. I guess this is the way that you explain how it is when you haven't gone through the change yet. I don't know. I give up. Texter writes, Wait a minute. Oh, male vagina is something else entirely. Well, I don't know. I mean, no. At times like this, I don't want to get in trouble here. I don't want to offend anybody. Just listen. Call Democrat Party headquarters. They are smarter than the rest of it. They will explain, I think. They're the ones who know. Texter writes, does this biologically female penis produce eggs or sperm? End of argument. I don't know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.